Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hey, welcome back. Welcome back. Let's piggyback on the previous podcast. This is 3 of 4 to today. I owe you 4 shows this week because it's Thursday. Haven't recorded a show all week. You know the drill. Go back 2 shows if you're wondering where Sam's been. I haven't listened to him. I haven't seen a new show come out in forever. What's going on? Sam's still doing a podcast? Here we go. You ready? Talking about the previous show, operating in the eye of the hurricane, dealing with defeat, man, all the fear and anxiety that goes with being an entrepreneur. Hey, welcome to the small business world. Welcome to where all the big boys and the big girls play. It's easy to go in, punch a clock, work for somebody else, have limited responsibility, get your health care taken care of, and everything basically spoon-fed to you. All right. When you want to graduate to the big leagues, when you want to become an entrepreneur, when you want to take on the risk, you realize the rewards are huge. I mean, the rewards are enormous. And very rarely, I don't want to say it's nothing about money because that would be stupid. I mean, it wouldn't even be authentic. Of course, you like to make money because money can allow you to take away a lot of the, it takes the edge off, you know? It's like when you got a headache, you pop a couple Advil and, oh, boom, you know, it takes the edge off a little bit. It's like after a long day, maybe. When I was in Orlando in December, a couple months ago, it was the third leg of a 16,000-mile speaking tour, I guess you'd call it. I went on, started out in London, then Palm Springs a few days later, and then Orlando after that. And I was sitting in Orlando at the Hyatt, what is really swanky, danky-do place. Got it for a song, though, on Priceline. Priceline's awesome. Sometimes you can catch some amazing deals on there. Even the kid that checked me in at the front desk in Orlando was amazed. He goes, can I ask you what you got this room for? I said, I don't know, like $85. I said, he goes, $85? He goes, I try to find prices like that. My own discount rate that I get for Hyatt, couldn't even get this, like a $200 resort. I was like, yeah. Hit me up there, buddy. By the way, comp me $50 in dinner, would you? And he did. Why? Because I asked him to. You miss 100% of the shots you don't take, right? I actually use this stuff that I teach. So I remember sitting in the lobby at one of these. They had like 20 restaurants, man, and all these different little bars and smoking rooms and things like that. So I grabbed my favorite top shelf bourbon, which had to have been like $10 a pour. It's crazy. But anyway, I got the $50 comp from the kid. So it's like, hey, ring me up there, Scotty, whatever you got top shelf. And I was sitting there after a long day, just a long trip, everything. And I was speaking the next day, but I just wanted to take the edge off. So grabbed the glass of bourbon. They brought it over to me. I'm sitting in this oak room with leather chair and furniture and just relax, man. It's in a great place. Just reflective. My daughter had just had her trach done. Everything was great. Everything was working fine. Father of 4. Everything's going swimmingly smooth. And just more like a state of gratitude, but just to take a chill pill, man, and relax. And I just sat there, and it was a dog show going on, of all things, like the Westminster Kennel Club, but it was going on in Orlando that weekend. And parading through are like Great Danes and Boston Terriers. I think I did a podcast on this in December. And it was just funny watching people and dogs and people. And to the right of me, some lady is sitting with her schnauzer. And to the left of me, some guy sitting with his beagle. And everything seemed perfectly normal. And okay, I'm having a bourbon. But I took the edge off. And sometimes you just got to do that, man. You just got to find a spot and just take the edge off. Quit worrying so much about stuff. You know, it's like, if you want to, it's so therapeutic to be an entrepreneur because it very rarely, money allows you to take the edge off. You know, it does. You get the bills paid, the heat stays on and all that. Kids get fed, tuition gets paid. But boy, the freedom you get to just, you want to go grab a cup of coffee? Go grab it. You don't want to, I mean, do you really in your mid-40s want to pop your head in somebody's, hey boss, just heading to get a cup of coffee. Be back in 15 minutes. Seriously? That's what you want to do? Like, that gives you power? You just gave your power away to some moron. All right? You just had to pop your head in somebody's office. Hey, boss, I'm just going to get a cup of coffee. I'll be back in 15, okay?
Okay, but make sure, because we got that report due later on.
Get out of here. Get out of here. I hate it. I mean, there's so many things I hated about my job. What I loved most about my job was going to the bar after work with the men and women and laughing at how stupid everything was. That was the best part of my job. Like, we would all talk, but everybody was big at talking, but nobody really did anything that they talked about. Love the people I worked with, but most of them still have a job. Very few had the courage to go out and do what I did, and that was to say, damn, I don't care if I go broke. See, that's, you got to get to the point where you say, I don't care if I go broke. I'm just going to go do something because I don't want to pop my head in the office and say, hey, boss, I'm going here, going there. I'm going to take a late lunch just in case you're looking for me. My response right now, like, I should go get a job just so I can be that guy that pops his head in and say, hey, I'm going somewhere. I'm not telling you where I'm going, and don't look for me. And I'll be back when I'm damn well ready to be back. So you just sit the hell down, peck away at your computer, push the paper from the left to the right side of the desk, look clueless, just like you are now, and don't worry about me. Cool? That's what I'll say to my boss. How quick do you think I'd get shown the door? I should be, you know how they have undercover boss? I should do my own show. Here's a $1 million idea, man. I might do undercover employee. Like the Everyday Saturday guy goes and interviews for a job. You know, I put the perfect interview resume together, lie like everybody else does. Oh, you know what my biggest passion? Well, let me tell you about my biggest downfall first, okay? My biggest downfall is I care too much. That's right. I care too much about my job. I think about it way too much. I bring it home with me. I'm a perfectionist, and that's my biggest downfall. So, TBH, to be honest, that's it right there. So, do I have the job? Yes, you're hired, Mr. Crowley. Oh, that is great news. I'd have to change my name because I would imagine in 2015 they actually Google you or find your Facebook page, and they saw one YouTube video wouldn't work out so well about things that I've said. So I don't know. I'd have to change my name somehow. Figure it out. Get the job, and then just get into the cubicle, man, with the hidden camera. Oh, my God, like a GoPro mounted to my forehead walking around the office. Hey, how are you? Having an amazing day today? Isn't this awesome? Oh, my God, they give you a bottle of water here? Color me surprised, shocked, but so grateful that I get this bottle of water. Isn't it amazing to wake up on the right side of the ground today? How many enemies do you think I'd have in the workforce? And then to be able to speak to my boss, hey, Sam, I need this report by 5 today. How about next week at noon? What? Yeah, I don't want to do it today at 5. You got a minute? No, I don't. For you, I don't have any minutes. Sorry. And just do that nonstop for like 2 months until I get through the process. Verbal warning, written warning, suspension, and termination. I wonder how long it would take to get fired after I got hired and then said all that stupid stuff back to my boss. Hey, you got a minute? Come on in. No, I don't. What would he do? What could you do? You need to get in here. No, I'm not coming in. Make me. I'm going to just sit in my cubicle and stare at the wall. Hey, get on the phone. No, I don't want to get on the phone. You know what I'm going to do, though? I'm going to get on the phone. I'm going to call you. When I call you, I'm going to say, hi, moron, and I want you to answer me, okay? How about I do that? Can we play the telephone game? Go sit in your office right now and do that. Oh, my God, I would have had so much fun with undercover employee talking to the people at the water cooler. Oh, the weekend went too fast. No, it didn't. Went too slow. I love Mondays. I love Mondays. I couldn't wait to hit the ground running today. I love Mondays. Mondays rock. TGIM. 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 And just keep saying it all around the sales floor. Oh, wow. Anyway, when you become an entrepreneur, you got to play with the big boys and girls. All right. Adversity is going to hit. It's going to hit hard. I mean, in a big way, financially, emotionally, relationships, things like that. But boy, I'll tell you, the experience you gain, it brings so much value to your life. Because you're able to conquer so many areas of your life as a result of decisions you make in your business every single day. Because think about the things you're dealing with every day. You're juggling finances in your business. You're networking. You're building great relationships. You're learning how to make it about them, not about you. And that's from the customer's perspective as well as the joint venture perspective with somebody that you're doing business with. You need to know what's in it for them, man. You got to speak that language. And when you bring that home in the relationships you have and things like that, you know how to speak to people in your life that you truly love and make those times better as well. There's just so many learning left. It's amazing when you take that leap. But you got to say to hell with it at some point. You got to say, I'm going for it, all right? Because you can't worry about the 401k, the health insurance, and all that. You have to just understand it's about the journey and the person that you're going to become along the way. It's not about that safe, secure little space. Now, that's for a lot of people. This show is not for that person. If you're listening, I assume you want to know how to take the leap. That's how you take the leap. There is a certain sense of reality to that term that says going for broke, because you could go broke. But here's the thing, you never go broke in. You never go broke in the areas of wisdom, experience, discernment, development, relationships. You never go broke in those areas. So many people think of going for broke means financially. Yeah, happens. I mean, it happened to me a couple times. It might happen to you, or it might not. But here's the thing, you're never going to know. You're never going to know. You're going to be sitting around at 75 years old in that rocking chair, living that life of regret that most people live, thinking, what if? What if I would have went for it? Because when you're 75, you think you should have done everything that you ever wanted to do in life. I figured it out at 37. At least I got going at 37. I'll be 47 this June, and I'm still rocking and rolling, man, pushing the envelope, trying new things all the time. Don't care what person makes fun of what venture I try to do, because it's never about them. It's about the process, the journey, and adding value. I don't care about maybe losing a few $1,000s or $30,000 or $40,000 or $100,000. It's not about that. It's about the experience, the wisdom, and the journey along the way, man. So you got a couple choices. Sit in a rocking chair when you're 75, look back at your life and think, I know, because you're going to do it. Every 75-year-old does it if you're lucky enough to make it that far. Or you do it now and you learn, wow, I had no idea that it was going to end up this awesome. That's when it gets really, really great. So entrepreneurship, it's not for the faint of heart, but boy, I'd recommend everybody try it. I recommend everybody take the leap, because what's on the other side, man, I can't even describe it. It's a feeling of freedom. What's freedom feel like? I don't know. Ask somebody who's been in prison for 20 years. What's it like to get your freedom? That is the beginning of what it feels like. Take the leap, baby. Sam Crowley, have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.